time is 5 o'clock.
CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnebuck, Manitowabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishininu, Aninuak, Nahethoak, Ocheti Shikoe, Dakota Oyate, and Métis people. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing.
Underground tunes and community news. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. Then, eat your arts and vegetables at 5:30. Looking at the weather, well, we'll give you the weather in just a sec, but what's on at the Winnipeg Public Library? A couple of interesting things coming up. Say, the My Library puts out a page of recommendations from the library. It's got a couple of things to share with you there. March around the supper table, poem for the day, this, that, and the other, this half hour, on January the 1st, 2026. Well, first things first, then, the weather. Yes, at the moment, mostly cloudy skies, minus 18 with a wind chill of minus 28. I didn't feel that bad on the way in. The outlook for tonight: periods of light snow, the low tonight, minus 24, and the wind chill at its worst will be minus 34. The outlook for Friday: well, increasing cloudiness near noon, the expected high minus 16. The wind chill will improve through the day. I mentioned Winnipeg Public Library. I've gone to their website, and you can too. Well, get the app, as was explained to me, and it seems to work well. Then you can have a look at their program listings and their events. Drop-in resume help. Well, it's the start of a new year. Good idea. Need help updating or making a resume? We can get you started with a template, help you update your current resume. We can help format your resume, proofread for spelling and grammar, all good things. When? Monday, January the 5th, 2 to 4, second floor of the Millennium Library, the downtown library. It's an open event. Drop in. Get the help you need. Family Winter Chess Club. Yes, I know. The Free Press still runs a chess column on Saturdays, does it not? Cozy up with the chessboard. Children and their families can learn simple strategies. Join friendly, I'll repeat that, friendly, non-competitive games for all skill levels. Nobody, leave your knives at the door, folks. Chess sets available on a first-come, first-served basis. So Monday again, January the 5th, 5:30 till 7:30 in the Ackman Children's Room. That's at the Henderson Library. Interesting. I hadn't come across the chess offering before. That's the Family Winter Chess Club. It's an open event, as I say, Monday. Drop in when you want from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Henderson Library. I mentioned my library, and that's the Harvey Smith. They put out a Harvey Smith Reads recommended by our staff. So I'm looking at Rose Wolves by Natalie Warner, recommended by Bren. It's a juvenile graphic novel, celebrated, wordless, two-color graphic novel. A fable about disability, companionship, and transformation set in the haunting beauty of the wild. One day, a little girl picks an unusual flower from an unusual bush in the forest. Overnight, the flower blooms and turns into a magical creature, a rose wolf, missing a leg, just like she is missing an arm. And as well, Running in the Family. Barb wanted to recommend Running in the Family by Michael Ondaatje. Michael Ondaatje's family memoir, fact and fiction blur, to create a dazzling original portrait of a lost time and space. And finally, Bryn says we should take a look at aqueduct, colonialism, resources, and the histories we remember. 1919, often recalled as the year of Winnipeg General Strike, but it was also the year that water from Shoal Lake first flowed in Winnipeg taps. You know, this was one of the 7, make it 8, wonders of the world, that. Of course, for the Anishinaabe community of Shoal Lake, 41st Nation, construction of the Winnipeg Aqueduct led to a chain of difficult circumstances, culminated in their isolation on an artificial island where for almost 2 decades they've lacked access to clean drinking water. That's Aqueduct, Colonialism, Resources, and the Histories We Remember by Adele Perry. At my particular library, but you can have it transferred to your library, don't you know? Now, we're going to take a look at the book pages, but let's face it. If today is January the 1st, we must call on Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. He's been taken over by the ukulele orchestra. Now, as you know, one of our CD players gone kaput. So what can we do about it? I guess we can say, Fun Drive is coming in February, and we know where you live. Minutes after 5. Looking at the Free Press book pages from last Saturday, December 27th. Nice big spread, the big book. I'm looking at a picture of 1905 from looking north from Portage Avenue up Main Street. Busy. Busier than it is now. A new book called Portage and Main, How an Iconic Intersection Shaped Winnipeg's History, Politics, and Urban Life by Sabrina Yankee and Alex Judge. Reviewed by Mary Horodsky. So these are the co-hosts of the award-winning local history podcast. So one great history Portage Maine, lively and entertaining, says the reviewer. It's a narrative that's enhanced with intriguing illustrations, archival photos. We like that. Now, the 46 years of barricades means many Winnipeggers will not have known the intersection any other way. But well-versed in local history, Yankee and Judge bring their podcasting and research skills to create succinct, we like that, and entertaining stories that are sure to change how we view and remember Portage and Maine. And the reviewer works as an archivist in Winnipeg, so we like that. And she happily walks across Portage and Main several times a week. So that title again, Portage and Main. And we have a copy of that. I'm going to call the ladies. Probably in January we'll make an effort, see if we can get them to chat about it and have we get our copy to give away. As well, Salman Rushdie's new book, The 11th Hour, A Quintet of Stories. He mulls death, language, and truth in stunning new story collections, says Craig Turleson. The book may get you thinking about your own life, and that's reason enough to read it. And as well, of course, I'm looking at Ben Sigurdsson's Paper Chase column. Handful of Canadian authors, including beloved Manitoba-born author Miriam Taves, have landed on the long list for the 2025 National Book Critics Circle Award. Finalists will be announced January 20th, 2026. Got to keep repeating that, with the award ceremony taking place March 26 in New York City. I see Swampy Cree writer and publisher David A. Robertson, named the 2025 Community Builder of the Year by the Globe and Mail, published a trio of books in 2025. Well, we'll stop there. Got to move on because it's 11 minutes after 5. And I promised a march. I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press from February the 5th, 2025, as we catch up. For Albert Brian Sear, he's wearing his beret there. He's got a variety of medals on his chest. He's a Métis veteran, author, and elder. Served in the Army and Air Force for 19 years. Awarded the Order of the Métis Nation, June 2025. Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee Medal in September 2012. Received the Canadian Decoration in 1973 and the NATO Special Service Medal in 1996. And our march today from a bit of vanished vinyl for you, from Marches of the Vanishing Regiments, and we'll hear Braganza. Braganza, our march from Marches of the Vanishing Regiments. We heard the band of the Royal Military School of Music. Soon after its formation, the regiment, which is the Queen's Royal Regiment, is the vanished regiment, sent by Charles II to garrison Tangier, which formed part of the dowry of his queen, Catherine of Braganza. That's where the tune comes from. Portuguese air, adopted in her honor as the regimental march in 1883. 13 minutes after 5.
Hi, I'm John Nadler, author of Valor Road, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
Here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Reader's Book of Days, which I am staring at, Tom Nisley. Tom, we're starting the year, so he starts with January. And he says, January? You'd think more books would start in January. Does it not feel original enough to open a story with the new year? Or do we find more natural beginnings in the spring, eh? Yes. Or when we return to work or school after the summer. What, after all, is born in the dead month of January besides a new calendar? There are exceptions. There's Archie Jones and Zadie Smith's White Teeth, roused to life on New Year's Day from his attempts to gas himself in his car in the delivery zone of a halal butcher shop. And Bridget Jones, sourly recording in her diary the 14 alcohol units, 22 cigarettes, and 5,424 calories she consumed on New Year's Eve, the day and night before. So if today is, and it is, January 1st, born on this day in 1879, E.M. Forster, he of Where Angels Fear to Tread, A Room with a View, Born on this day in 1919, J.D. Salinger, The Catcher in the Rye, Franny and Zoe, one of my faves. New York City, what a strange man he was. 5:15. A song for the season, now that Christmas itself is past.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing and say and song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Now the ground is bright, glowing while you're young. Take the girls tonight, let's sing this sleighing song. This can't a to pay, 240 for his fee. Then pinch him to an open sleigh, and back to pick a bee. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one horse open sleigh.
Yes, Corleone from Vancouver. Poem for the day, forward by Wendy Cope. Big book. If today is January the 1st, what have we got, Wendy? What do you have to share with us? New every morning. Every day is a fresh beginning. Listen, my soul, to the glad refrain. In spite of old sorrows and older sinning, troubles forecasted and possible pain, take heart with the day and begin again. Susan Coolidge. Poem has been used in UK hospice to bring comfort to patients. Susan Coolidge, the pseudonym of Sarah Chauncey Woolsey, was born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1835. She composed three volumes of verse, wrote the Katie books and other unsentimental stories in a natural style for girls, and edited the letters of Jane Austen and Fanny Burney. New every morning, then. Susan Coolidge. Thank you. I'll start the new year with a little something from Vivaldi's Winter. Yes. At 5:20. Say, a charity shop find. The Streetcars of Winnipeg, Our Forgotten Heritage by Brian K. Dara. And he says on the back of his book, on the 19th of September 2015, it'll be 60 years since the last streetcar made its final run through Winnipeg's well-known portage in Maine. Even our oldest daughter in her mid-50s never had a chance to see a Winnipeg streetcar operating, and naturally her children and grandchildren haven't either. What an experience they've missed! Exclamation mark. I operated the streetcars for the final 17 months of existence here, April 1954 to September 1955. I was the third youngest streetcar operator at that time. I turned 86 years old in November 2014, so the remaining half a dozen operators will be in their mid-90s now. Brian, I think they're all gone. So I'm looking inside his little introduction. Ding, 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 ding. Do you remember the clang of the bell and the clatter of the wheels as one of Winnipeg's swaying streetcars rumbled down a portion of our 120 miles of streetcar track on its way downtown? Yes.
Starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he smiled, I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels.
The trolley song, of course, from Meet Me in St. Louis. And that book, Our Forgotten Heritage, that's the subtitle. Let's call it The Streetcars of Winnipeg. And there are three copies in the Winnipeg Public Library System. And indeed, there are four different titles about Winnipeg streetcars is what I typed in, and that's what came up. So if you were interested, we'll give this one to Norm Beatty, who is a great streetcar man. Now, I'll be back Saturday morning from 6 till 8. Hope you can join us then, Carol and I, for the Saturday morning show. See, I just picked up the January Dave Barber Cinema Tech schedule. And I see Cabin Fever starts this Sunday for children. Cabin Fever, 1 o'clock. Then at Cinema Tech will be Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And there's one through the 11th, 18th, 25th, and February the 1st as well. You can check it out online, Cinema Tech. Now, just ahead of Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, as you will know, Joe Eli has died, country rock pioneer from Texas, whose fans included The Clash and Bruce Springsteen. Country rock pioneer, indeed. New influence to country music. In Britain, he won over punk fans thanks to his friendship with The Clash. He formed a perhaps unlikely alliance after the band had watched him play in London in 1979. Dies at the age of 78. Leave you then with Joe Eli and The Road Goes On Forever.
How's everybody doing tonight? Sherry was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who got around down Main Street after midnight. A brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny. One day he got caught, but he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Now Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works, when some drunken out-of-towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, and walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Hey, jump in Sonny's pickup. He jammed her down in gear. Sonny looks at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above him. The moon was in the east. The sun was setting on him. When they reached Miami Beach, they got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the route, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window, climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She steps out in the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They left the lawman lying there. They made their getaway. They got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew her a little kiss. If I ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road